The sixth principle is called connecting with unconditional love. The emphasis on this principle is that the glue that holds the universe together is something called love, something called harmony, something called peace, and that it asks nothing in return. It is the very glue itself that keeps everything from falling apart and disintegrating. And so if you are going to become a manifester, you have to be willing to exhibit and accept what shows up into your life with unconditional love and to send that unconditional love out as well. And here are some of the things that are really useful, I think, on a daily basis to make this the way of your being. Remind yourself that love transforms, that unconditional love is healing, that it heals the body and it heals the mind. And if you have this kind of approach to your life and don't put conditions on it, then you'll find yourself feeling much more peaceful, and you'll sleep better, and you'll enjoy your friends and neighbors more, and your prosperity will increase, because unconditional love is the same as having peace within yourself. Remember, the opposite of love is really fear. Every time you experience fear, ask yourself, what's going on that I've substituted fear here for love in this moment? And the fear that we have that we're not complete or that we're alone, which is the number one fear that all human beings seem to suffer from, is that the fear of being alone. Once you've transcended that fear of being alone, you begin to recognize you're never alone. You always have divine guidance. You're always connected to this divine principle that is universal. That means it's everywhere, which means there's no place that it's not, which means, of course, that it's within you. So you substitute that fear when you accept unconditional love into your life. It goes away. And also remember that love is experienced in your thoughts and in your acts of oneness, so that when you are feeling down in your life and when things don't seem to be working or you're experiencing stress in your life, look at the thoughts that you have, the thoughts that tell yourself that I'm not living in an unconditionally loving way. As always, in all of these principles, I would recommend that you acquire a private and a non-publicized, if you will, regular habit of meditating and going within, particularly as I talk about it in the last sessions on this program. I would also pick one day to practice this exercise with a partner of your choice. Well, oftentimes, my wife and I will just go into a room and we will meditate together. And just the energy of the two of us sitting right next to each other or across from each other sort of reinforces our relationship and gives us more unconditional love towards each other. In your silent moments of prayer, I would recommend that you're not afraid to ask for help, because what you're asking for is a more direct communication and dialogue with God, which is, of course, a part of what you are already in the first place, so that God is not this giant vending machine in the sky who's dispensing goodies to you, but God is a part of you that you are in dialogue with, and you ask for that and you'll find yourself achieving it. I'd also recommend that you practice a 2 or 3 day regimen of just having unconditionally loving thoughts and nothing else towards one particular person in your life, whoever that might be, maybe one of your children or your in-laws or one of your spouse or maybe someone you're struggling with or having a difficult time in communicating. And just practice, say, for this day and this day only, I am going to practice everything, no matter what they say or how they say it, I'm just going to respond internally with unconditional love. I'm not going to allow any negativity there. And watch how that relationship changes.